Money and markets. Last night, I did Coast to Coast Economic Roundtable with George Norrie, George Uhr, and Gerald Celente. Very interesting. The U.S. economy clearly is in a contraction. First quarter numbers look very bad. The only consumer spending that was up was utilities because the weather was terrible. And we all, you know, my utility bill was certainly up. And healthcare, thank you, Obamacare. Income inequity, inequality is really taking its toll on the U.S. economy. I wrote a commentary called Connect the Dots. It's up on the blog, and it talks about the cost of centralization and the cost of privilege. And I would say we've reached a point where privilege is really, and trying to manage the economy with politics instead of markets is really, we've reached a tipping point. New study from Brookings, it's also up on the blog, U.S. businesses are being destroyed faster than they're being created. The data is a little bit dated, but everything I'm seeing on the ground says that the trend has continued. That's a big, big problem, and I think jobs, income, small business, all are going to be major topics in the mid-year election coming up in November. We see an article in the Wall Street Journal. It's linked up on the blog. Frustration rises over crowdfunding rules. It's been 2 years since the Job Act. We still don't have the crowdfunding rules. Drumbeats of war. The Russia situation continues. Note corporations, interestingly enough, are playing a positive role, telling the German corporations telling the Germans, the American corporations telling the Americans, Russian corporations telling the Russians they don't want to fight. Can't make money fighting. Who would have thought corporations would be a force for peace? But there's no doubt about it. The more our economies intertwine with investment, and particularly equity investment instead of debt investment, it's going to build cooperation. It's going to build the sort of entanglements that keep the peace. We see the U.S. now saying they're going to unleash the IRS and the new laws related to tax havens and sort of banking to target Russian banks. This is going to be very interesting. As we've seen the Russian stock market down. Now we're seeing the S&P down, the dollar down, precious metals down. Oh my goodness. We really are getting to a point where the pressures for war increase as the economy slows down. But of course, war just makes it worse. We're seeing now Vietnam and China face off in the South China Sea. The amount of shipping and the global economy that runs through the South China Sea is very significant, so don't be surprised to see that continue. We now see one of the PM's advisors in Japan saying that they need to revise the constitution so that they don't have to be pacifist. And, again, the drumbeats of war are on us. The housing market is in the news, including because Yellen's current comments, Chairwoman Yellen of the Federal Reserve, notes that housing is slowing down. We see FHA fees jumping tremendously. That's going to be very dampening to the market. We also see plans described in the blog last week, the week before. The federal government continues to work on a proposal to re-engineer Freddie and Fannie. Meantime, Freddie Mac moves into the trailer park. They're now going to finance trailer homes. Interesting. I'm going to talk about Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway. Later on, Berkshire Hathaway, longtime investor for many years in Freddie Mac, once upon a time, and now owner of Clayton Homes, one of the big trailer makers. So it's interesting to see, and if you look at how Berkshire Hathaway stands to benefit on some of the re-engineering plans, and as well, Freddie financing the trailer park. Every time you turn around these days, you see Berkshire Hathaway up to their eyeballs in housing. Food. Vermont becomes the first state to pass GMO labeling laws. Jeffrey Smith did a video. It's up on the blog to talk about that. And we've invited Jeffrey to join us in June to give us an update on what's happening in the battle over GMOs. Climate change, there was more pronouncements from the White House and the politicians on climate change. Every time they do it, I get very frustrated, so I decided to put up two video on chemtrails and a whole series of other links related to what is really going on with global spraying until somebody who mentions the word climate change is willing to discuss global spraying and explain what the two have to do with each other. I really don't want to hear any more drivel on climate change. Anyway, check those links out. They're some of the most negative information about what's going on in the global economy. It's a very dark agenda, but it's worth contemplating because I think, you know, again, as my pastor once said about reality, if we can face it, God can fix it, but we need to face it. The markets have continued to chop sideways, and we put the two charts up on the are up on the video. And what you see is we've seen the S&P start to trade down, equity markets to start to trade down, particularly with the momentum stocks really trading down, technology and the Russell 2000 and bonds continue to surprise and do reasonably well. So it looks like we're way overdue for a correction. Chuck and I talk a lot about in the interview, and I encourage you to listen to that more on the interview in a second.